DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. At least 60 people in Ivory Coast have been crushed to death following a stampede after a New Year's Eve fireworks display. More than 200 people were injured when security forces arrived to break up the crowd who had gathered to watch the pyrotechnics. The incident is the worst of the kind in the country since a 2010 stampede killed 18 people at a soccer stadium. The US Senate has approved a budget bill to stop a series of tax hikes and spending cuts. The White House-backed legislation would prevent middle income taxes from rising and allow for continued government spending. The legislation is now awaiting approval from the House of Representatives, who will meet to vote on the bill later on Tuesday. Fighting continues in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Government warplanes bombed opposition-held areas as troops and rebel fighters clashed on the ground. Just hours earlier, dozens of people dressed in red Christmas hats and carrying sparklers took to the streets of the capital, calling for an end to President Bashar Assad's regime. The 21-month conflict in Syria has reportedly seen more than 45,000 people killed. The continued violence has cast doubts over United Nations Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi's ability to find a negotiated end to the ongoing conflict. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has given a New Year's Eve address announcing a new focus for the country's economy. He provided no details on how this would be achieved. Kim Jong-un said he would also seek to end the North's ongoing confrontation with South Korea. Kim used the speech to praise North Korean scientists for the successful launch of long-range missiles last month. The launch drew widespread international condemnation. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Seven aid workers have been killed in northwestern Pakistan. Local officials say the victims were leaving a children's community centre where they worked when they were gunned down. Six of the victims were women, most of them teachers. The seventh was a male doctor. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Last month, a group of health workers taking part in a national polio vaccination drive were gunned down in a series of attacks in northwestern Pakistan and Karachi. An oil drill ship owned by Royal Dutch Shell has run aground on an island off the coast of Alaska. The ship is reportedly carrying large quantities of diesel, oil and hydraulic fluid. The mobile drilling unit broke loose from tow vessels during a severe storm on Monday before becoming stuck in shallow waters near an uninhabited island. The crew have been evacuated from the vessel. There is no known spill or reports of damage to the ship. A spokesperson for the Coast Guard said a better assessment of the area and the vessel would be made at daybreak. A United Nations Security Council sanctions committee has blacklisted two rebel groups responsible for war crimes in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The sanctions freeze the assets of M23 rebels and their Rwandan allies, the FDLR. Those connected to the group will also be blocked from travel. The decision comes as Rwanda joins the UN Security Council as a non-permanent member. Solar energy is on the rise in Germany, with a record 1.3 million photovoltaic systems in 2012. The increase comes as new consumer taxes on energy are to take effect in the country. And to sport. In the second event of the Four Hills Ski Jumping Tournament, Norway's Anders Jacobsen took out the day's competition. The best placed German of the day was Andreas Wellinger, who came in ninth. The competition now moves on to Austria for the final two events of the competition. Recapping this hour's top stories. The US Senate has approved a budget bill to stop a series of tax hikes and spending cuts. A United Nations Security Council sanction committee has blacklisted two rebel groups responsible for war crimes in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jesse Wingard, Deutsche Welle News.